Okay, today's daf is daf kuf yud. The last thing that we learned, we're still only in the bottom of kuf tes amud beis. The last thing that we learned was that according to Rav, the situation with the ketana, who is still with her husband as she becomes a gedela, is that if he recreated the kinyan by once again sleeping with her after gadlus, so then that kinyan would in fact be doiche the yevama that had fallen earlier and make her, who was her sister, would make that yevama an erva of achot ishto. But that the way to look at it is not that it's an automatic thing even without bia, and not that it's the same kinyan that was before that grows up and suddenly becomes a kinyan d'oraisa, which was the alternative. Today, the Gemara wants to question the way that we understood Rav. So we're holding now one line up from the big lines, in other words, three lines up from the bottom of the page, the middle of the daf, the middle of the line. V'soma Rav, says the Gemara, Ibaal ini lo baal lo. You're trying to tell me that according to Rav, only if the husband sleeps with his child bride after she grows up, then that would be Deiche, the sister, who is the Yavama. But if not, the fact that she's a Gedola in and of itself is insufficient. But is that true? The Itmar Ktana Shelo Miana, the Higdila, the Amda V'Niseit, Rav Amar Einat Tzricha Get Misheni. Now here we have a situation like this. A Ktana, she was married as a Ktana Yitoma. She never went and did a Miyun. And now she's become already a Gedola. And then she goes ahead and she accepts now Kedushin and a chuppah from another guy without having been Mima Enes as a Ketana. So Rav says, look, it's a joke. She was married to somebody else. You don't even need a get. So Rav Amar, Einat Zicha Himena Get, and Miyasheni, you don't need from the second guy a get at all because she's automatically married to the first guy. Okay, that seems to say it doesn't matter what the case is. Whereas Shmuel says, no, it's not true. Tzricha get Misheni. Now, I assume that the case must be, if Shmuel's going to argue and say that she requires a get from the second guy, the only possible way that Shmuel could have said such a thing is that the man had never been Boel, and therefore, according to Shmuel, she is not really married to Midiraisa, and therefore the second marriage is actually the one that is real Minhatayra, and in order to get out of that marriage, she's going to have to get a get. Whereas Rav holds, apparently, that you don't need to be Baal after she becomes a Gedela, and automatically she's a Gedela. She's a true Diorita Kenyan to him, and therefore it's a joke to say that the second one should need a get. It's meaningless. But that's the opposite of what you said here. So my love, says the Gemara, I mean, obviously the case has got to be that Delo Baal, that the first husband, after the time that she became a Gedela, had never slept with her again. Says the Gemara, no. Why do you say that? The Baal, it's talking about that he did sleep with her. Says the Gemara, how could that be? Either Baal, my time at the Shmuel. What possible reason could there be for Shmuel to say that she's not married to the first guy and she needs to get from the second guy in order to get the second guy is taking a woman who's completely married to someone else? We never need a get under such circumstances. Answers the Gemara. Because Savar Shmuel, Kol HaBoel Al Dat Kiddushin HaRishonim Hu Boel. The point over here is not that he wasn't Boel. The point is that he did not have in mind to be Boel in order to take her Bikiddushin. That's the question. So according to Rav, he was Boel, and being Boel, he also recognizes that until now, she was only a Ketana and Ein Kiddushin Ketana Midiraisa. So therefore, he didn't really view her entirely as a wife, and so he knows that he needed a new kinyan. Whereas according to Shmuel says that the person continues to live with her as man and wife, assuming that everything's been the same as it's always been, and doesn't have an intent to create a new kinyan. Yes, the Gemara. So then, if that's the case, that's an old machlokas. It makes no sense to say that that's the machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel, because of Peliga Bechot HaZimna. This question is an old question, true in a slightly different context. The slightly different context is as follows, the Itma. Kitsha al tznai, v'kansas tam. Suppose somebody gives Kiddushin with a stipulation, let's say that she has to pay him $100,000. Okay, he then goes ahead, she hasn't paid him yet, and he goes ahead now and he takes her to the chuppah and he marries her and sleeps with her and lives with her as a husband without further stipulation. So Rav says, okay, if that's the case, if the stipulation doesn't take place and he wants out of the marriage, then he's going to have to give a get because the stipulation is no longer binding now that he slept with her. V'shmuel amari natzichai min haget. So, I mean, isn't that exactly the same achloket? Shmuel is saying that even though he slept with her now, he slept with her with the understanding of the way that it was meant to be in the first place. That is to say, that there is a get. That there is a stipulation even now in the actual nisui. Seems to be exactly what the issue is. So Rav says, Tzrichei mena get, because kima de nasfach liach lila tonight. Now that he's taking her now as a full kinyan, and no longer thinking about a stipulation, he was meichlet. V'shmuel amar ena tzrichei mena get, kol ha-boel adat kiddushin rishonim u-boel. Where Shmuel is saying that when somebody goes ahead and maintains a relationship which had already been defined, he keeps it on the same level as it was before. So isn't that exactly the same machloket that we have here? So if you're learning that the machloket here is that question about whether kol de mekadesh avdat kiddushin rishonim u de mekadesh, then there'd be no point for us to have it again. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? It may be the same principle, but of course we need the two. Because it's really not the same case. It's not the same at all. Tzricha. Let's say it only would have said that cases where we have an actual t'nai, right? So, b'hiko marav, mishum de'ika t'nav, given the bo'al, achle le'tnai. There's a whole different issue. There, Rav is saying that the assumption is when a person takes a woman to bed, that there's a certain level of love and appreciation, and that he's saying, okay, you know what? Let's just forget about all of the doubts, forget about the stipulations, and let's just be married. So there's the mechila of it tonight, avobaha, but I mean, over here, where you're talking about where there's no necessarily recognition that something has to be different than the way it was before. He's been living with her as man and wife for the past 5 years. So maybe maybe there he would agree with Shmuel that the guy does not have an intent to create a new marriage. The Itmar Baha, on the other hand, let's say we would only have known this case by the Ketana. I would say, Shmuel, that maybe that's the reason that Shmuel says that there's nothing new. Maybe in a case where there's a Tanai, and there's clearly now a change in his attitude because he's coming along and he's not talking about any Tanaim and so on. So maybe there we've made it to Rav that the man has given up on his Tanai. So even though the principle may be the same, but the application is exceedingly different, and because of the Tzricha, we need both of the examples of this machlokas. One example that we have over here of Kedushin Ketana, and one example of a Kedushin Atznai that subsequently went ahead into an Nisui. Still, says the Gemara, Umi omarav ki ba'al ini lo ba'al lo? Didn't that what you're saying? Is it indeed true that according to Rav, only if he was boil after she became a Gedola, can we be docha her sister as an erva? There was a case in the town of Narish in which a person had given kedushin to a woman as a ketana, the gadla, and she became now a gedola, and he set out to make like a nice marriage, and he puts her now otve abekur saya, he puts her in a palanquin to carry her now to the chuppah. And, I mean, the assumption is that, meaning if the guy's going out to the chuppah, that means that from the time that she became a gedola, he still hasn't slept with her. He's taking her to the chuppah. So she was a ketana maybe the day before she became a gedola. He's taking her to the chuppah. The Atah Achrina came along another guy and kidnaps her from the palanquin and takes her as his wife, and she goes back to her very first love. Very dramatic setting. And over there, Rav Bruna and Rav Hanano, both of them are Tamidim of Rav. Tamidim of Rav, they were there, Havohata. V'lo yitzichu agita mibatra. They did not require a get. So in other words, apparently, they knew that Rav held that the very fact that she became a gedela is sufficient, and he didn't need to be ba'al. I mean, if he's ba'al, what's he putting her in a palanquin for? Says the Gemara of Papa, come on, man. You don't know the facts of life in Narish. In Narish, they always slept together before going to the chuppah. So the nourishment of the Sivev, the Mosev HaBakrasayel, was the norm. So people had a premarital relationship, a pre-chuppah relationship, and then at the end of the year, they went to the chuppah, and, you know, she's pregnant, you know how it is. So over there also, it doesn't mean that she had never slept with him. That was the case. Rav Ashi Amar, you know what? The case over there, in fact, she really was married to the second guy, according to Rav. And nonetheless, the Talmidim of Rav said, no, kidnappers don't make off with the goods. So who was Sashaloka? Hogan, Mafkin, Rabban, Kedushimine, because of the way that he acted, the Talmidim of Rav said, sorry, but we're canceling your marriage. Ravina, Ravashi, what do you mean? How can you do that? I mean, Tenach to Kodesh Bekasva. I understand if he gave money as Kedushin, so you could say that there's a mechanism for the Rabbanu to cancel the marriage because Hefker best in Hefker. So they can simply cancel out the money and say, you didn't own that money, we remove that money from your Rishus. But what about if it was Mekadosh or Rabia? Well, how are they going to, they can't undo the reality, can they? Oh yes, says the Gemara, absolutely. Shavio Rabbanu, Labi Ilato, Bilatzinot. The Rabbanu can define his Bia as a Biatznut. Now, the Re brings that there's a question over here in his mind about the issue of whether this is because called a Mekadesh, a Taita Rabbanu Mekadesh, as Rashi says. That's the meaning of saying Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael, when you make a marriage. Or is there, in fact, something else going on over here in that it is Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachomim La'akor Davar Min HaTorah, because for some reason it leaves out those critical words called Mekadesh Adai Terabon HaMekadesh, which we have in other places. So that this may be similar to the sugya we had earlier about whether the Rabbanu can actually cancel, according to Zman Yomar, a Kedushin that was Midyaraisa. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer, V'chein Omer Rabbi Elazar, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. In fact, in this complex case where the guy is married to a katana and has now the sister of that katana falling to him, v'yibam, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that we try to get the katana to be mema'enes, and we teach her and bring her to the point where she's mema'enes, cancel, annuls her marriage, and because she annulled her marriage, she can now go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. So, Dr. Elika Mishnah, Misha Ya Nasui, Shtei Yitomot Ktanot. The guy now was married to two Yitomot who were, so married only Dirabonin. They were both Ktanot. Umet. And he now goes ahead and dies, leaving basically two unrelated young brides. So over there, since both of them are on the same level of marriage, so the halach is biyato chalitzata shalachatmi and botera tzarata, since they're both on the same level. So whatever the chi of the rabbonan is equivalent in both of them. So just like in the Yoraita, if somebody falls to Yibum, you don't take both of them, one or the other, paters the other one. You do Yibum or chalitza. Here too, one or the other, paters the other one, because they're both basically the same level of marriage in rabbonan. V'chein shtei charashot. The same thing would be true if somebody takes a chareshet. So there too, if he has two wives, both of them who are deaf mutes, so the halacha is that they're both married on the same level, and there you do whatever you do to one. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean you do whatever you do? I thought you can't give chalitza to a chareshet because she's unable to be koreit, and because of that, we said like Rabbi Zera, that over here, since it's not royal abila, abila is ma'akevet. As we had earlier, that the Gemara will ask. But in any event, certainly, if you would take one of them, b'yibam, certainly the other one would also be p'tura now. But what about if one of the wives that he has is a katana and one of the wives is a deaf mute? So over there, we'll see the issue is that one of them may be more wife to him than the other one. And ein biyat achat mehim poteret zarata. We cannot use the yibum of one to pater the other. And certainly in a case of pikachat v'chareshet, if you've got a fully competent woman that's married and a deaf mute that's married to the same guy who then dies, so if the yavam goes in and takes the pikachat, so the biyata pikachat certainly is poter at the chareshet, because that's 100% a marriage. But the Bia of the Chareshet, which is only a drabonin mechanism to allow her to be protected, certainly does not patur the Pikachat. How about if you have a Gedola and a Ktana? There too, the Biata Gedola poterta Ktana, but the Biata Ktana, who is Yitoma, cannot patur the Gedola because a drabonin obviously cannot patur a real marriage diraisa who is Chayevet now this Yivoma Biyiva. Says the Gemara, what did you mean in the first part of the Mishnah where you said that you could do chalitza to the chareshet? That if he's married to two chareshot, you said bia or chalitza. I thought chareshet bat chalitza, vatnan cheresh nechalatz v'chareshet shechalitza v'choletzet minakatan chalitza tapsula. Didn't you just say earlier that it's not a kosher chalitza if you give chalitza to a chareshet? Omer of Gidol Amarav, you're right. That part of the Mishnah, in fact, was just keeping up the same language, but it was only referring to the Bia. The Bia shall akat mehem. There's no way to do the Chalitza to the Chareshes. Rav Omer, afilu tema Chalitza. It's not true. There's a way to make the Mishnah mean precisely what it says. And there's a way to, in this Mishnah, to have the Chareshet do Chalitza. How is that? Didn't it say beferish in the Mishnah earlier that chalitza is psul, have done to a chareshet? Ah, it says Rava. You have to understand the case. Kan b'chareshet mi'ikara. If initially she was a chareshet, so then she was never really married. So over there, you could do a never really chalitza to get rid of a never really married yevona. But in the case where we said that it's not good, that's talking about where she was initially a pikachat, the acharkach nitcharsha. So over there, if she was a chareshet miikara, so then look in the same way that there's a mechanism for her to become a wife. How does she become a wife? Through remiza. We ask her, arean b'kudeshet li, you want? Yeah, she shakes her head. Yeah, I want. Yeah, we do charades, and she says, yeah, I'm going to go through with it, and so on. Okay, so then in the same way that was good enough to create this rabbanan kinyan. So it's good enough to create a Rabbanah Chalitza. So, you know, we appointed a shoe, she takes off the shoe, and she shakes his finger at the guy, terrible, and so on. So basically accomplishes the same thing with charades. So, Hachi Nafak. That's how she goes out, the same way she came in. But a Pikachat v'chakach nitcharsha, obviously over there she was truly a wife. Then she became now incompetent, so she's no longer capable of doing the chalitza over there, obviously ma'akva b'kriya, and there she can't do it. So now, that means that Rav is coming up with a new yesod in the Mishnah we had earlier, which we never knew. It's a remarkable chiddush. We've never made this distinction between the two cases. We always assumed that on no level can a chareshet give chalitza. And in fact, at this point, the Gemara now switches gears to try to see whether Rava is justified in making this distinction. We're going to bring proof after proof until we finally blast Rava out of the water and we figure a tiyufta to show him that he's wrong. Eitvei Abai. So Abai asks now on this pshat of Rava. Chareshet miikara bat chalitzahi? You're saying that if she only got married as a chareshet, so then if her husband dies, she falls to Yivim, she can do chalitza? But nan, it says in the Mishnah, Shnei Achim, Echad Pikeach v'Echad Chiresh. If you have two brothers, one of whom is a normal person, completely competent, the other one is a deaf mute, and they go ahead and suin Shtei Nochriot. They marry each one of them a woman, an unrelated woman. The Pikachat marries now, a Pikeach marries the Pikachat, and the Chiresh marries a Chareshet, and each one marries somebody similar to himself. So achat pikachat v'achat chareshet. So now, watch what happens. If the cheresh, who is married to a chareshet, dies, so meta cheresh bala chareshet, ma yaseh pikach ba'ala pikachat. What does the normal man who is married to a normal woman, what does he do with his yevama who is a chareshet? Kones. He has to take her b'yivam. And then if he wants to vim ratzalo tzi yotzi, if he wants to afterwards now, he wants to get rid of her with a get. Okay, since when he was kineser, he was kineser also beremiza, basically, so he can be motzir beremiza. But we don't need over there a chalitza. He can be kindness. Now, what happens the other way around? If the pikeach bala pikacha dies, what's the cheresh bala chareshet supposed to do? He can be kones only. There's no option over here for chalitza. But eino motzi leolam. There's no way he can give a get, because how can a get take off the kedushin that comes from his brother was a pikeach, where the Torah was mechayev? That kedushin is mechayev him upon death, requiring yibum. So that's already a diraisa, and he can't give a get mid diraisa. So therefore, he is in big trouble. She's going to have to stick with him forever. So he can never divorce her. Now, is the case over here not referring to, it's talking about a cheresh marriage, a chareshes, my love, the chareshet mikara. Undoubtedly, it's talking about any type of chareshet, even if she was initially a chareshet. Vikatani kones, and you'll notice that when it talks about the option, it doesn't give an option of chalitza, it gives an option of taking her, the yibum. But choletzlo, there's no option offered over here for him to be able to take her, to give her chalitza. So you see clearly that Rav is wrong, and that even a chareshet miikara, you can't give chalitza beremiza. He has no choice elab dikaines and to be about to beget. Says the Gemara, what's right? Maybe it's talking about the pikachat v'karkach nitcharsha. But I understand it, and so it left it up to you to figure out what the case would be. Maybe it's talking about that case. All right, says Abaya, look, Toshma, how about this case? So now we have another case. You've got two brothers, both of whom are fully competent, who are married now to two unrelated women, one of whom is a regular competent person and the other is a deaf mute. So over here the husband who is married to the deaf mute dies. Maya aseh pikeach ba'ala pikachat. In this case, the husband, who has a wife who is competent, what does he do? Kones, ve'im rotze lotzi yotzi. He takes her, and if he wants to be motzir afterwards, he can. But that's his only option. On the other hand, if the pikeach, who's the bala pikacha, dies, what does the brother pikeach, who's the bala charesha? He obviously could do either chalitza or yibam, right? Now, in this case, my love, that it's talking about over here, midahu pikeach miikara. The case over here, when it says a pikeach marries a chareshes, is making it awfully clear that at the time of the marriage itself, as Tosis points out, he was a pikeach and she was a chareshet. Okay, in the first case, where it says over there, cheresh bala chareshet, you can't say it's talking about necessarily that it's similar to the pikeach bala pikachat, because the two are not in the same case. But over here, if we're talking about the state of the marriage at the time of the marriage, it means that he was a pikeach and she was a chareshet at the time of the marriage, right? So if that's the case, so since when it's talking about him, it's clearly referring to pikeach at that time, so when it's talking about her as a chareshet, it's referring to a chareshet at that time. Okay, so that means that the marriage was accomplished only by remiza. According to Rava, when the marriage is accomplished by remiza, what's the halacha if she falls to yibam? You can give chalitza by remiza, the same way that an original marriage was by remiza. And yet here it says, v'katani, only kones and not to chalitza, right? Kones in chalitza lo? No, she's like, come on, I'm still not persuaded. Mean the Iria? Well, that's a Raya necessarily. Why can't we say Hakadita? Hakadita. Each case is may be different. So maybe in Achinami, he's a Pikeach, yes, at that time. But maybe the Chareshet is referring to the status at the time which falls to Yima. Eitzay. Shnei Achim. Echad Pikeach ve'echad Cheresh. Now here we have two brothers. One of them is a Cheresh, one of them is a Pikeach. And they are married to two sisters. One of them is a pikachat, and one of them is a chareshet. And of course, each one is married, the one similar to themselves. Meit cheresh ba'al chareshet, maya sepikeach ba'ala pikachat. So now, in this case, what's unique about this case is that the two women were sisters. So if now the cheresh dies, what does the pikeach do? Nothing. She obviously is a true erva. He's really married to his wife. and then she's really a sister to his wife, and that's one of the Chamesh Esrei Arayot, that are not full Yibam, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. So Tetzah, she goes out free to the world, like any other one of the 15 Erevos. So Mishum Achot Isha. Now, how about the other way around? Suppose the Pikeach Bala Pikachat dies. Now we got a real problem. Because the Pikeach Bala Pikachat was a real marriage, it's Bechayev, a real Yibam Midiraisa. And the Cheresh Bala Chareshet was married to the sister, is never really married to the sister. So what does he do there? Oh, Maya said Cheresh Bala Chareshet, he's in big trouble. First of all, he has to give a get to his wife. That's the first thing. Motzi ishto beget. Because once the sister has fallen to him in Yeraisa Bezika, the Zika asers her sister, who is only related to him in Rabbonim. We can't have a Kedushin to Rabbonim canceling out the Zika of the Achota. So she really, this woman is Achot Skukato, and therefore, unfortunately, at this point, he's going to have to divorce her. How about if the Piker Bala Pikacha dies? What does the Cheresh Bala Charesha do? We say, so Matziyat Ishto Beget, okay. And Eshet Achiv, as far as his brother's wife is concerned, there's no way that he could take her either. That's Asura Leolam, because of what he's supposed to do. He can't give her Chalitza. Because he's a cheresh. There's no way for him to give chalitza. He certainly cannot ever marry her because he just divorced her sister. Even though that divorce was only drabonan, it sure looks bad. He says, look, he's now marrying the achot grushato, which is a disaster. I mean, normally that's a sakaris, and we wouldn't have allowed. So therefore, there's nothing to do in this case, and she can never go out free to the world. So now, over here, the fact is that we don't yet have a problem. Because this does not directly contradict Rava. You certainly can't say in this case, well, according to Rava, why don't we go ahead and say the same way that the Knisa was Beremiza, there you should be able to do Chalitza Beremiza. Obviously, in this case, there can't be any way for him to do Chalitza. How can the Cheresh do the Chalitza over here? The Pikachat, after all, is really a Dioraita Zekuka. There's nothing to do in this case. There's no way to say Ki Echa Da Alach Inafak. The only reason that we're bringing this case is, as the Gemara continues, as an insight into how to understand the other cases that were listed in the same Mishnah. So now, what's the case referring to over here? It's got to be referring to a pikeach miikaro, and so on. So v'chitem, and don't try to tell me that ochinami b'pikeach v'acharkach nitcharesh. That's talking about where first he was a pikeach, and then he became a cheresh. Then there'd be no way that he can ever get it. B'motzi es ishto. Because it says v'atzna nitcharsha yotzi. Nishtateit lo yotzi. So if a woman became a chareshet after she was married, so fine. He's able to give a get because that can be done Baal Korcha, and we don't need her speech. If she became a mad woman, so over there he can't give her a get, because even though we don't require her das, they were afraid over there that since she can't take care of herself, the Rabbana don't allow you to get rid of her. Somebody's going to have to pay the bills and the institutionalization and so on. That's part of what he's going to have to take care of. So, therefore, he's unable over here to give a get. But what about if Nitcharesh Hu Onishtate Lo Yotzi Olamit? If he became a Cheresh, there's nothing to do. So therefore, it's got to be talking about that he was a Cheresh Mi Kora. Otherwise, how could he possibly be Motzi? It must be that he never was really married. If that's the case, since it's talking about that he was a Cheresh Mi Kora, and they were dealing with exactly the same Hu Vehi, so then he Nami Cheresh Mi Kora. Now that we see that the case of the Mishnah that refers to the sisters was referring to Charashot Mi'ikara, so then undoubtedly the other cases, the other two cases, which were cases of Nochriot, are also talking about the Charashot Mi'ikara. And nonetheless it says, by the Nochriot, Kones, only Kones in Choletzlo. Ishtik. That really shut Rav up. He didn't have a way out of that. When Abaya came to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, what's the matter with you? That's the best question you could have asked on a Rava. You should have asked on Rava from my time at Tosfemi. The Yochel Shnuya Lacha. Look, I mean, if he really wanted to, he could. You couldn't disprove him if he would have said to you, well, the case of Archeot is talking about that indeed they were originally Charashot, but the case of Nochrot is talking about the Pikot. So what are you going to do to him? You're going to say, it's not reasonable. So he'll say, well, it is reasonable. But you had an absolute proof in your hand and you blew it. You should have asked him directly. You should have asked him from the following part of the Mishnah, Shnei Achim Charashim, who are nesuin shtei achayot pikhot, or shtei achayot charashot, or shtei achayot achat pikachat v'achat charashat. Suppose you have two brothers, both of whom are deaf youths. They're married to two sisters, either two normal sisters, or two deaf-mute sisters, or one sister who is normal and one who isn't, or vice versa. Suppose you have two sisters, both of them are charashot, and they are married to two brothers, either two brothers who are pikhim, or they're married to two brothers who are both of them charashim, or they're married to two brothers, one is a pikeach and one is a cheresh. In this case, harei elu pturot mina chalitza umina yibum. So first of all, these are pturot. These are clearly pturot, both from chalitza and from yibum, because we're talking about over here of a true erva. So they're pturot. The ima you nochriot, but in a case where they would have been nochriot, yichnosu. Then you'd be able to go right ahead. Let's say one of them dies. So the second one, there would not be chalitza. That would be possible. Either he can't give chalitza because he's the cheresh in one case, or she can't give chalitza because she's the chereshet in the other case. Okay? That's fine. But over here, we're talking about a case, two brothers, both of them have exactly the same level of marriage, because both of them, or either the males or the females, involve a cheresh. Whether it's a cheresh to a pikach, or vice versa, they're all the same. Either they're really married, or they're not married, both of them. Okay? So therefore, we treat it as we would always. But in a case where we're talking about over here, where they're normal, one of them is normal, so then we've got a problem. If they're not sisters, so then we've got a problem in that we can't do chalitza, but we could do yibum. And what's it talking about over here? Seichidami, explain to me. What's the case over here that Rav is going to say? That what? They were originally pikhim, and then they became charashim. So then how did we say before, mimatzi mafik? It says, how? What do you mean, imratzu lo tziyotziyu? You can't give a get to a chareshet, it says. Or a cheresh can't give a get. It says, nishtatet lo yotzi, nitchareshio nishtata, lo yotzi alomot. So it's got to be talking about that at the time of the marriage we had a problem of being a cheresh, right? So if we're talking about the males being a cheresh mi'ikara, so then we're talking about also the similar case of the females. We're talking about the matching them up. So they're also charashot mi'ikara. According to Rav of the charashot mi'ikara, you could have done chalitza. But it says over here, well, what do you do? In that case, if they're not achayot, so then you could do yibum, but you couldn't give chalitza. Yichnos in, but yechlitzu lo, okay? There's no way out of this one. Because it's the same case. Now we're going to bring a raya from one case to the other case where Rav could always get out of it. This is a tiyuf to the Rav. Ooh, you're right. Boom, this is bad news. Tiyufta. The next case that we had was the case of the Ketana and the Chareshet, and we're not sure over there which one is the real marriage. Om Rav Nachman, Hashkechati l'Ravada Barava l'Ravchana Chatni. I once found Ravada Barava and his son-in-law, Ravchana, that they were going around the Atve, they were sitting in the market, the Komikami Akvata Bashukar Pupadita. And they were gathering together, groups of people were gathering all around them, asking questions, arguing, very nice discussions going on there in the middle of the shuk in Pumbedita. And the Amri, Hoditznan Ktana v'chareshet, Ein biyat achat mihem poteret sarata. That in a case, where we just had in this Mishnah, where you have a Ktana and a Chareshet, that we don't really know which one is which. So if one of them is mityabemet, the other one is not going to be petura. Hani milay dinaf ami achiv pikeach. That's talking about in a case where these two women fell from a brother who is indeed a pikeach. So over there, the question is, where did he intend to make more fully his kinyan of ishus? Is it that biktana nechale da'ati lechlal de'a? He's interested in the ketana because he knows that when she grows up, he's going to have a normal wife with her. And she'll be his full wife. What's he need to have now? A deaf mute? It's going to be a deaf mute her whole life? Or, on the other hand, we could say, or do we say, look, a person's interested in instant gratification. He's going to have now a child bride. She's not going to be so sexually active. She's not going to be so sexually experienced. So he'd much rather have more fun. So she's more of a bad biyai. So he'd be interested in the chareshet, despite the fact that she's never going to become a normal woman. So that's what we have a suffix. Which one is the real wife? Avon nafla miachiv cheresh. If, however, the brother was a cheresh, vanai becharesheh nechale. Of course, the cheresh for sure wants a chareshet, because first of all, she's sexually experienced, so she's a bat biyahi, and she's like him. What's he want to have to tango now with somebody? He's a deaf mute, and he knows his own limitations. So what's he, for sure he's going to want her as somebody similar to him that is married to him. So there we wouldn't have such a suffix at all. This is what Reb Nachman hears of Rav Barav and Reb Chana Chatane coming up with. So he says, V'amina lo ana, I, Reb Nachman, I said to them, that I disagree. And I think that the Mishnah is talking about even in the case, I think that there would be a suffix in all cases, because there's value, basically, to having a woman who is functional and who can handle things for him and so on. So I disagreed. So now, so what do you do if you're telling me that there's no ptur of one to the other, and you're telling me that the problem over here is that a chareshet cannot give chalitza either? So how could we get rid of the problem of the zika? So I mean, there's no way that we can go and give them both chalitza, because there's no way to give chalitza to the chareshet. And what should we do? If we go ahead now and we give Yibum, and then we give Chalitza to the Ketana, so then the problem will be that since the Bia of the Chareshet is not considered to be a real solution to Zika, because if it were, then obviously the other one wouldn't require anything. So then that means that the Chalitza that was given subsequently is now considered to be a real chalitza and will aser her on him forever. So that means there will be no way at all to be able to have her. He's going to apostle now. Once he does the chalitza when she grows up, he's going to apostle the first one, because she's going to be now a chot chalutzato. So she's going to be now the iser of, once you gave chalitza, then shuvlo yivnek. Even the shalobana shuvlo yivnen. Then he's not going. He's going to end up with a real problem. Can't keep his wife. So what do you do? Om Rav Chista Amar Rav Kunei Sechareshet. What he does is like this. He takes biyibum the chareshet, which he can do, and he can give a get to a chareshet. She was a chareshet miyakara. The ketana, what he does is he waits until she grows old enough. Tamtin. And at the point that she is gadelet, now we go ahead and we give chalitza v'tachalotz. Now we're going to see why precisely it had to be done with this solution only tomorrow.